Hi, welcome to the Lakefest podcast studio. We're going to be doing a series of podcasts, giving you some behind-the-scenes views and chats about not just the festival in general, which we've done in the past, but different individual stages and parts of how it works. My name is Mark Edwards from Sunshine Radio. With me today, Robbo.
Good afternoon, Mark.
You've been around as part of the Lakefest family for many, many years.
I think this is my seventh year in kind of one guise or the other. Yeah.
Yeah. And this year, Amped is the big search for a band competition that you are pushing and taking charge of.
We are pushing, I am taking charge of it. Amped is about giving back. Mm-hmm. Lee and I have got a little record label called Mikasa Music.
I didn't know that.
Ah, well, you see, we can talk about that, but let's get Amped out into the universe. So we've got a little record label called Mikasa. We've got one artist that we signed, Alex Lipinski and the Crown Electric. And last year, we were lucky enough to be invited by Mark Almond and by Evan Dando from the Lemonheads to come out around the UK and do some support shows.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you that the feeling that we had to be on the receiving end of an established artist just going, hey, you know what? I've got a stage. I'm going to put 2,000 people in a room. Come and play to them. That kind of giving back thing. So I said to Lee, we need to give back. So what Amped is, first and foremost, is it is about giving back. Yeah, it is a battle of the bands, and you've all heard that before.
Yeah.
But the prize is off the scale.
Mm-hmm.
And the prize is usually, I have some friends of mine who won a battle of the bands for the Isle of Wight Festival 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They played the main stage at 11:30 a.m. in front of 12 people, and it cost them more money to perform than it did. You know, there was no benefit to them at all apart from the kudos of having won the competition. So we were like, we need to turn that on its head. So straight off the bat, we're looking for applications from the very best, and I mean the very best, new music. And the first prize is going to be a main stage slot on one of the evenings. £5,000.
Nice.
And every single band who makes our semi-final heats will have a paid slot on the Amped stage.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be an Amped stage as well.
Yeah. And the Amped stage will be other unsigned bands as well? Or will it just be people that enter the contest?
No, we're going to be getting... It's a national competition. We're going to have three semi-finals. The first semi-final, or one of the semi-finals, will be in the north. One of the semi-finals will be in the southeast. And then the third semi-final will be in the southwest. We want 6 bands per semi-final. Mm-hmm. So that's a total of 18 bands.
Yeah.
So all of those bands will receive a paid slot on the Amped stage. And, of course, our winner will be on the main stage and we'll pick up that £5,000 that we talked about earlier on.
Yeah.
That will probably leave a little bit of space around the edges on Amped. And we're looking also for bands that can fill that space. I mean, I can tell you that Alex, he's headlining the second stage at Lakefest this year on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. He'll come and play for us at Amped.
Yeah.
I've got Mark Webster, who's a Talk Sport Channel 4 presenter, who is a massive music buff. This is, I think I'm right in saying, the 40th anniversary of disco, or maybe it's the 50th anniversary of disco, but it's a big anniversary for disco as a genre. He's a huge disco buff, so he's going to do a kind of return to Studio 54. I've got a guy called Joey Supernova who's DJing for us. He DJs at Glastonbury every year. You know, we're going to put an extraordinary array of talent, and every single band that gets through to our semi-finals, they will play on the Amp stage. So basically, what we've never had, I think, at Lakefest in the past was that kind of, this is where the new music is. This is, you know, Lee's thing was like, we've got this family thing going on, but are we really doing enough for teenagers, young adults? I mean, if you like, for want of a better word, the kids. And this, we hope, will go some way towards kind of ticking that box. But more than that, it's that kind. It is genuinely giving back. It's like, here's a stage, here's an audience, here's some money, you know.
So, being a national thing,
yeah.
Hopefully people are seeing this and listening to this now and thinking, right, bang, we've got a band. How do we enter? This is the all-important thing.
Yeah.
Where?
www.amptmusic.co.uk.
Couldn't be easier.
Couldn't be easier.
Amptmusic.co.uk. Now, they're going to want to send you a demo, aren't they?
They are.
How long?
We want them to send the piece of music, the song that they believe best represents them as a band. Mm. One song.
Yeah.
One song. We're then going to shortlist. There's a group of, a very small group of judges. We will shortlist, and we will then invite a reduced number to submit a video short as well, because this is about, as much as it's about your songwriting ability and music, it's about performance
yeah, as well, yeah.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. there are so many people. We've always done an emerging talent competition at Lakefest, and that, again, that's something that I've been at the helm of. That historically delivered up a performance slot at 5 or 6 p.m. on one of the smaller stages. You know, so we wanted to just shift it several gears. When we do the sort of sifting through all of the initial applications, the one thing you can't see through that sift is whether they can cut it live. And it's in that sort of semi-final 25-minute performance slot that we give them that the judging really starts. Because then for us, it's about, can these guys songwrite? Well, yes, they can, because the digital submission that they've sent us shows us they know how to write a song. But can they perform?
Yeah.
Because ultimately, the acid test for the audience is going to be whether they bring it live.
Yeah, charisma.
Yeah, it is. Do you know what? I hate to say it. It's the X factor. You know, Simon Cowell, not a complete idiot.
No.
Not a complete idiot.
Responsible for some terrible songs over the years, but he knows.
He does know. You know,
when he can smell something on the wind, he can smell it on the wind.
Yeah, well, when Simon Cowell's in the room, you can smell something on the wind,
yeah,
can't you?
Yeah. So, if you're a band,
yeah,
and you're unsigned, also, of course, very, very important, isn't it, Rob?
Well, you know what? We're okay if you're signed, because there's a huge amount of smoke and mirrors out there at the moment with being signed. Alex Lipinski, for example, who's signed by, you know, the label that Lee and I have set up, but we're not Sony. You know, we don't really want to see somebody who's kind of with a major label. But if you've created your own label, if you've got that hustle in you, you've created your own label, you're on a small label somewhere, we're more than happy to give consideration to your application. But the key thing for us is that you should be readily recognizable as new talent, as emerging talent, you know.
And also you mentioned that, you know, singer-songwriter part of it, songwriter, does it have to be original material?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
This is absolutely
key.
You submit a cover and we will listen to it, because here's the other thing. We as a group of judges have committed that we will listen to every single application that we receive. But if it is a cover, you're going to need to turn it on its head and show us something really different. And if that's all you've got, if you're a covers band, it's unlikely that you're going to win this competition, because frankly and truthfully, that ain't what we're looking for.
Yeah.
That ain't what
you can go down
for.
The local pub and do covers, can't you?
Yeah, you can. And look, when all is said and done, I get it. I understand that kind of covers thing, but it's the death of new music. You know, I've come up from Western Supermare, and on any given night, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, trawl around the bars, and I promise you, 9 to 1, it's going to be somebody doing a cover set of some description, you know. And where then is the stage for fresh music?
Yeah. Hey, could be the next 1975. They started out when they were 14. And if you think you've got what it takes, Robbo could be judging you, and £5,000 cash, and a headline. Well, not a headline.
That's very good of you, Mark. That's very good of you. You just raised the stakes.
It wasn't me. And a slot on the main stage. There we are. Covered that, backtracked that, and the amp stage as well. Could be yours at Lakefest 2023. Robbo, give us that website again where they send their applications of original music.
www.amptmusic.co.uk. And we spell amped, A-M-P-E-D. AMPED. So www.ampedmusic.co.uk. Somebody's going to win.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to win. And you know, with £5,000, you can really do something. At that level of your career, you can really do something. That's enough to make a really polished studio recorded demo, yeah. album. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Robbo, thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
You will find Robbo, of course, on the Amped stage. If you're a band, enter. If you're a family member of the band, tell somebody who's in the band to enter. All the details, as you just heard, at the Amped website. Also, of course, at lakefest.co.uk. Get along. Cheer on these bands, yeah. The ones that make it. 18, did you say?
18 bands out of our semi-finals, every single one of which will get a paid slot
on the
Amped
stage.
They will
get to perform at Lakefest. Yeah. We will see you there. And that's it for another one of our Sunshine Radio / Lakefest podcasts. We'll see you next time.
Amped.co.uk. Ampedmusic.co.uk.